I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Something's wrong with your thing. Something's going on.
Oh, is it really? Are you serious?
Now it's working.
Oh. I didn't do anything different.
Well, it's just probably just reeling from dumbness of timing.
Yeah, time. My sloth is the worst.
Yeah, your sloth needs to get on it.
If my sloth could just, like, do more things, that'd be great.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, it could just stop being so slothful in general.
Honestly. There was a really cute preview. We went to see Kung Fu Panda this weekend with the kids.
Oh.
And they had a preview for the new movie, like Zootopia or whatever, with all the animals. Mm-hmm. And there was an extended bit with a sloth. And it was cute. You were like, oh, I get where it's going. But then it got really cute. And I was like, oh.
Was it the one of the BMV or DMV or
yes.
WWE?
At the movie, there's an extended version of that scene. And it's so cute.
Oh. Okay. Because I've seen the shortened version with the sloth, mm-hmm. like, telling the joke to the other sloth, I think.
Yeah, it was so, it's yeah. so cute. I love it when he gets the joke. And
yeah.
his face, like, slowly opens up. And he's
no, you don't get a lot of good sloth humor, but they worked it in there. There's going to be a lot of, I feel like, original material when you go and see that film, that phylum.
It's
those
very
phylums,
original.
The phyli.
The other day I was on Pinterest or something, and there was a video of sloths and how they bathe baby sloths. And it not only is it so cute, they wash them, they bathe them, and they're so tiny and they just hold on, right? And they scrub them and soap them up. And then they have a special, like, organic tea that they put on them that's supposed to be, like, a natural antibacterial so they don't get, like, viruses or they don't get bacteria that, like, that lies naturally that could get stuck in their fur.
Uh-huh. But then, they need to slough that off.
I guess so. But they do several babies at a time, and then they hang them to dry.
What? Oh, they just, like, put them on a branch?
Yeah. They have, like, a bin with, like, sticks across it, and they literally hang these babies to dry. And it is one of the cutest
That's
things
awesome.
I've ever seen.
They just chill out there until they're dry.
And then they, like, look up with those little slow faces.
Oh, my goodness. How do those things survive? Is it numbers? Is it just, like, quiet places that they found?
I think it's kind of like a lot of the quiet, silent types of people. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't notice you there. But then,
well, yeah,
like,
but
like,
I, yeah, I guess where yeah. they're just like, yeah, like people who just were symbiotic with trees and stuff like that back in the day. They just sort of like,
yeah.
oh, geez, I didn't see you there among those roots and nettles.
Yeah, because of nettles. And so people are just like, oh, well, there. Okay, well, you can stay there. I guess you didn't disturb me.
No, I just, you know, I feel like tigers are a little bit more discriminating than people. Maybe they don't live in the same space. Or maybe there was just like a sloth tiger showdown. You know, if ever one was introduced to the other's environment, one of them, maybe I'd be surprised. Hmm? Maybe the sloth has got some tricks up its claws.
Tricks up its claws.
No, it does kind of have sleeves, too. It looks like it's wearing a sweater.
Yeah, they can have, they're like talons. They have like there's like a three-toed sloth, and then I think there's like a four-toed sloth? Something like that.
Is that the lucky sloth?
I guess so.
If you find a four-toed sloth, then it's lucky. You can put that sloth in a book and dry it out, and it'll be your lucky sloth.
Oh. They are cute. When I saw the video of the babies drying, I was like, oh, must have need. Oh. So, yeah, I have more of an appreciation for my sloth that's covering my microphone. He's quite cute.
Oh, yeah.
He's quite cute.
Yeah. I want to get a killer whale. A stuffed killer whale to just dangle from my mic because it's like it's suspended, so I'll just have a killer whale just floating in the air, just killing it, bruh.
Just killing it.
And then just out here killing it, basically.
Every time there's like a long pause, you could be like, whale.
Well, speaking of long pause, check out that sloth over there. It's got some long paws.
I saw a really cute cat bed earlier today when I was on Pinterest. I was looking, not Pinterest, Amazon. I was looking for a doggy bed for Gracie. And because she'll like lay on anything. And if you accidentally drop clothes on the floor, she'll fall asleep on that. My husband's like, get off the cloth. It's because she's very furry. She's a golden retriever. And I wanted to find her a bed that kind of feels like I could just take it from her.
She's constantly shedding.
Shedding everywhere.
But like a brick shed shack.
Yeah, I'm going to take you to a shack to shed.
Just stop shedding for a second. You're shedding everywhere.
Oh, no. You shed all over the place.
Shetland hound.
Shetland retriever.
Yeah.
Well,
Shetland sender of fur.
I'd say. Well, I found a shark cat bed. It looks like the cats are going into a giant round shark mouth. It's pretty cute. Yeah, it's in my cart. It's a save for later, but it's in there. I really won't lie up.
I would love to see
my naked cats in there.
Just the view of like, or the ratio of items bought versus like just the iceberg that is everything on people's wish lists and shopping lists on Amazon.
I've got about 100 items on Save for Later, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then there's a lot that are like books that I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy a book.
I've got about 20 books at least.
And then I look back at a book from a few years ago, I'm like, Nazi regimes.
Oh, no, no, no.
I'm not sure about that one.
Or it says, currently unavailable from this seller, or just currently unavailable. There was a gluten-free cookbook that a friend of mine's mom had, and she loves it. And so I went to go buy it, but I was like, I don't really need it right now. And so I just put it in save for later. I went the other day, I was like, oh yeah, this book. And I went, and it's like unavailable, and people are selling it for a minimum of $60 now.
Oh my. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just...
dicks.
Just delete Lolita from my shopping list. No need to read that a seventh time. Okay.
Okay.
It's gone. Never was there.
Look, you did something today. You can cross that off your to-do list. And if you didn't have it on your to-do list.
Crossed it off our list.
Yeah, you can put it on the list and then check it off. Sometimes I've
done it. My to-read list. My to-do list is to make a to-do list, and I'm going to cross that off and go to sleep.
Oh, and take a shit. That would be
well. That's not on my to-do list. No, I assume that will take care of itself naturally.
You'll feel very accomplished if you put it on the list.
I mean, it's like, yeah,
new
I guess,
ways
but it's
feel
like,
accomplished.
It's one of those things. It's like sleep itself, you know, if you don't do it for long enough, nature will take care of itself.
Oh.
Nature, finds a way.
Speaking of cuteness, Wyatt's best friend, Grady, their family, they live out in the country. And they got two new baby goats. They're like 2 weeks old.
Oh, nice.
Well, one of them is named...
More hot goat talk.
Woo-woo! One of them is Sherlock. The other one is Valentino, because they got on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Pretty much the cutest things. Wyatt got to go over and see them. We're going to go see them tomorrow morning.
I mean, I feel like they're redefining Valentine's Day goat. That had a place in our society already, so now that they're calling it that, like, I don't know what that means anymore.
It's different now.
It's different. It's changing. Words change, people. They're fluid, just like life itself.
That's most certainly true. So what did you do today for Valentine's Day? Happy Valentine's Day.
I went out to lunch with Mom and Dad.
Oh, are they your sweethearts?
Totally.
Obviously.
Totally. We stopped by the bank so I could make a deposit into the ATM. It's very romantic.
Oh, and so sweet.
Yeah, I totally. I got that ATM pregnant with cash. Well, I deliver pizzas, so I get like.
I failed it.
Yeah, I just I should have left a creepy note or something like that for the teller. I deliver pizzas and I closed the last two nights, so I had a couple hundred extra doleros that I needed to.
Well, you know what you need to do? Deposit. You need to get on that undercover boss show and be the cool guy that's like so nice, and then they just give you thousands of dollars.
Don't I have to? I have to be a boss first, or can I infiltrate?
No, the bosses go and meet the employees, and then you just need to be one of the target employees.
I don't feel like I get to choose that, but okay.
Yeah, you don't, but you need to do that.
I need to just do that. Mm-hmm.
Just put it on your list.
I like the idea of actually just like crashing that show, or just like getting my own, I don't know, put a mustache on my mustache and then walk around and like with some bad makeup on and just kind of look awkwardly. People be like, so what do you do every day at your job? Because from what I've seen in that show, it's a lot of just like bosses half acting because they're trying to like be sneaky, but there's a camera on them and they're super uncomfortable about it.
Yeah, they always say that they're like filming, they're trying to get like $250,000 to start their own business, and there's some people who are like, they're going to be really terrible at this job. Like, they shouldn't even own a business. It's really funny.
Because so much of it is them just trying to perform, and it's like not, it's a totally different skill set. That's why like Daniel Day-Lewis gets paid a bunch of money, because he's super good at it.
God, he's so good at it. Oh man, now I want to go back.
Are there any?
I want to watch Last of the Mohicans right now. Can I just go? Can I just
that's
go?
That's true. Yeah, we'll just pause and we'll just insert that whole audio of that movie right here. So this is going to be like a 3.5 hour long episode. Bunch of epa dudes, epa sausage fest up in here. Oh. Epic sausage fest. Is there a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Daniel Day-Lewis co-starring? Is that Gilbert Grape? I don't think they had Daniel Day-Lewis. Is there a movie? We need to get those two together before one of them kicks off. We still got like another couple decades. Yeah. I mean, we got some time. I'm not saying they're close. Like probably 20 years at the earliest for Lewis, unless like DiCaprio just, you know, burns himself out, which could happen. He's looking pretty shiny, though. He's looking good. He's taking care of himself. I think he's rubbing the stem cell babies all over his body.
Oh, my goodness, Jason.
Night. Hey, they were going to go to waste otherwise. Okay?
Jason.
So far.
last night, I was starting to watch Ellen's Design Challenge. Hi, I'm Ellen.
I'm Ellen. I'm dancing.
I was starting to watch that, and there's a guy on there. His name is actually Seth, S-E-F. And that is so one of the names that we would have used in our show.
Doofbags.
Yeah, doofbags.
Why not?
My name is Seth.
Gosh, slam it. We can just start transposing baslabbles.
You can if you want.
To bro-ever. Jagunt.
You're gunt.
Yeah, it's like reading. You can just sort of, and I did say gunt, so yeah. Deal with it. That's a reality. Gunts exist, and they're in your face. Actually, in a shockingly possibly high ratio, if you think about it. Like, you see the level of obesity in the Midwest. Those people are still doing
the... We have a large amount of obesity.
The turbocharged monster mash every night, probably. More power to them. It does take more power, probably, to, you know, move such a vessel. Move two vessels in tandem. To dock that vessel, if you will.
Yeah, someone's going to have a big Valentine's.
Yeah, totally.
No,
and
we just mean because you're obese, and so is your
partner. You're obese. Yeah, you need to probably lose some weight. But yeah, the fupa, the panis,
the fupa and the fuda.
It's got a lot of different names. You know, those are...
No,
I don't...
Fuda is the boys and the fupa is the women.
Well, yeah. I understand that.
Well, yeah.
We started with another name, and then there's panis, and there's the...
Well, that's... Isn't that like the medical term for it? That's gross that that's even possible. Excuse me, sir. You've gotten so gigantic. We've got a medical term for the flap that goes over your privates.
Well, now I'm thinking about growing a panis just so I can go to the doctor and hear one say it to me. I'm like, you medically have to refer to this. It's a problem that I have.
Hey, what's hiding my penis?
It's like, I'm going to go...
My panis.
No, and then, like, I'm going to have to go look for... Because, you know, how they have those workouts or those regimens that, like, specifically target what kind of fat you need to burn. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look for the opposite. Like, how do I grow a panis? What's up? Panis handle.
Panis handle. Will.
Yeah, I just need somewhere to set drinks and books, you know, when I'm not using them.
Well, probably stinky.
Yeah. With proper maintenance. Yeah, well, moving along.
Oh, yeah, please.
What else? Republican debate.
Oh, yeah, did we have one of those again?
I
had one
recorded. I don't know if we have gone over that because I had one.
I think we were talking about that it was the big... Yes, we talked last when it was happening, the hubbub. We haven't talked about the results.
Yeah, I just actually passively watched it today. I had it on while I was working on other stuff, and I just noticed a whole lot of infighting and pettiness, basically. It's kind of embarrassing. And there were a couple of people pointing it out, being like, you know, how about we talk about stuff rather than nonsense? But for the most part, it seemed like, and Donald Trump was just getting, like, beaten, just like a impudent child. And he was still just, like, you know, being himself, just saying ridiculous shit and just being more ridiculous. But he seems like he's just kind of phoning in at this point. Like, people don't like him anymore. Like, he says stuff that even the Republicans are all booing now. And what I thought was interesting, I tweeted about, was at one point the moderator corrected Ted Cruz, I do believe, in regard to when...
in regard to everything?
In regard to everything, but in regard... Like, there was kind of a condescending tone from the moderators, which I dug. They were really digging into him. They were like, we're done with this. Like, you guys are idiots. We're just going to treat you like children. And they did a few times, and it was great. And, like, one of the moderators... They were arguing about, or Cruz thought that, I think, Kennedy was inaugurated or became president in 87, and there was some dispute, but it was 88 when he was making a point that he was wrong on, and the moderator pointed it out, and when the moderator corrected him, the audience booed the moderator. It was like, okay, I see how this is going to go.
This is the kind of audience you pull.
Facts are met with outrage.
That's like, what was it? Was it the Colbert Report? It was, was it when he was on his new show?
Well, that is no more. Yeah, I know, the Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
You know, that guy and
I think you could say it with a T again now. Cause, you know,
I think it
whatever.
Was him or someone was saying something about that. Like, they were saying something very, it was Bill Maher. He was like, yeah, okay, so I can be booed for facts that are real, and that's what it's come to? Like, people are like, ooh. Yeah. It's like, okay, great. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's like, literally. I mean, well, that's the climate we've created. Not only the Republicans, I would say, because when you put it that way, I mean, the Democrats, the liberal side, are just as guilty of it, you know, demonizing people for things that are facts. Like, for example, there was a recent scandal. It may happen to be true, but it makes my feelings hurt. It makes my truth false. True, false. Yes. Census. Text. There was an advertisement, I guess, that was, you know, just pointing out that childhood obesity is a problem, and you should probably,
hey!
Like...
Oh, sorry.
You should probably, like, if you see... kids. Fat kids should probably learn how to eat right ahead of time, and I guess the photo that they used for the flyer was an autistic girl, and... I don't know, they made a big stink about it where it's like, hey, you can't be, it's like shaming it. It's like, well, but she is a little girl and she is obese. Like, we're not making anything up.
No,
like,
guys, like, no, okay, turn your head away from your macaroni and cheese and look. Look. I see someone grabbing, like, hey. Someone's fat mouth with, like, food falling out. Like, look.
Wait, yeah. And then you see their hand, like you knock the fork out of their hand, and then they start reaching for the person next to them's hand with a fork full of cheese on it, and they're moving toward their face. It's like, hey, you stop it. And you break the chain, like Red Rover, just through your arm. Just stop. Just like slap Red both their Rover. Hands down with one karate chop.
That's awesome.
No, but then maybe the fat person has such a vice grip on the other one, you just, like, dislocate a shoulder instead of breaking the chain. Like, you remember that? That is a game that should have been outlawed, and was, I think. Like, Battle Ball, fine. That's cool. But Red Rover, when you're, like, literally just trying to either, like, break someone's grip or just rip their shoulder out of its socket, like, that's the name of the game.
Well, if you were to say, like, they always talk about, like, political or artists who do drawings that are almost so painfully true. That seems like that would be a drawing. Like, that people hold so hard and so fast to those things, you know, at which the things that are actually killing them, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, largely the Republican Party, because I would say the left side is just as guilty, but they're not as harmful. And I think that the right has a lot, an inordinate amount of power, and they manipulate simple-minded folk into giving them wholehearted support blindly. And it just results in, you know, I mean, people have said it, and it's true. They're voting against their best interests. Like, if you want, I don't know. There are a couple moderate Republicans who I would be glad to have as president. Unfortunately, they're nowhere near the winning. But Then you have Hillary and Bernie is extreme. I'll give you that. But I wish that O'Malley, was that the other Democrat? He seemed like if he would be president, he's very reasonable. That would have been great. But no, also, no
Anthony's
dice.
Saying, Anthony's like, he's like, you know what? Everyone's freaking me out right now. He's like, so some truck driver steps up and is like, hey, I'd like to be president. Everyone's like, done. Yeah. Just get in office.
Jared, we'll do a lottery and Jared Fogle will be the president. We're like, well,
no.
We have to honor the code.
Oh, no.
the butt pirates code. Mm-hmm. No, we won't be doing that. No, but while you said something a bit back there, I was thinking that how about this for a gender pronoun, which by the way, why don't you all identify as having a job? Okay.
I identify like that.
Here's your new gender pronoun, ha. So him and ha and her.
Nice one.
Yeah. High five.
Oh, woohoo. That was delayed.
Damn it.
There's a distance.
You only have to do one, really.
No, people don't know. It's two now.
Oh, I see. There was an echo?
Mm-hmm. Yep, an echo to Kansas. How fun is that?
It's fun.
Hey, busy weekend. Did you see Deadpool?
I didn't.
Why?
But it looks
Everyone's
delightful.
Yelling it. It even broke box office records. You know,
I'm not everyone. I don't just jump on bandwagons because they're possibly unsafe. Do you know who built bandwagons? Drunkards and pirates and thieves. Mm-hmm. Primarily, if you think about it, probably built bandwagons because that was before safety and alcoholism were invented.
Well,
thank you.
And that's great.
And that's a bandwagon.
Get your banjo, ride the wagon. Oh my gosh, you got snow this weekend.
I got so snowed, bro.
My kids are so jealous. They're like,
but
super
Deadpool was good. Like, did we finish talking about that?
It
was good.
You just said you hadn't seen it, so I didn't know how much you were prepared to talk about.
Oh, well, then we'll just finish with that. It was good. I look forward to seeing it because Ryan Reynolds is great.
Oh my gosh, is he though?
Super hunky.
So
and looks like a very fine film. So would like to check that out. So snow, we got lots of snow. We were gonna go to Logan's this evening for dinner, but like I jumped in the car.
Were you
going
to eat twice with them? Oh no, you mean you had dinner with them only once, and it was Logan's, and it turned out not being Logan's.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was. Those were basically the I was going to say words that would essentially describe that schema in just a few moments. If you'll excuse me,
honestly,
I'm just going to say those words.
If I just would.
If I just may would could perhaps.
Perhaps.
Hey now. P-haps. we were gonna go to Logan's, but it was super snowy, and the plows were out, but they weren't keeping up with it because it just was snowing. So
how many inches do you think of snow do you guys got then?
At least 4 or 5.
Did you really?
We
got like 52 degree weather and sun.
Oh man, it's just
terrible.
16 degrees and yeah, just piles of snow over here. So basically winter. but yeah, I when I got in the car, I was like, you know, we can go somewhere local if it. And they were like, no, Indiana, we're driving. And I was like, okay. And then we got like a block, and both mom and dad were like, well, maybe we should go local. I was like, yeah, you freaking show offs.
They are show offs.
I know what I'm talking about. I'm a professional driver. I am technically. I don't think a lot of people take that seriously, but like, maybe you're just flying pizzas around and whatnot.
I think
but
you should change the way you answer that question. Like, you just say, like, I'm a professional driver on a daily basis, and then they say, oh, and you say, for pizza. Like, you just slowly, like,
for Italian cuisine eateries. But I don't know, like, what's the difference between me, like, what we do is more risky than chauffeuring and whatnot, because they're just they're cruising around slow and driving safe, and we're trying to make time.
I get this guy his nosh.
Yeah, and, like, the more, there's a balance, like, you want to drive appropriately and not get pulled over, and I don't really go too extreme, I try to drive efficient, not
fast. And you're
just,
like, trying not to hit people, that's nice.
Yeah, whatever. That's
like an additive. That's like you should put that on your resume. And I tried to not hit
I don't
people.
Like to lie on my resume, so we'll just, you know, we'll talk about that. But but we're, you know, zipping around, the more deliveries you take, the more chances you have to get good tips and you get mileage too. So it's in your interest to be efficient, and I don't know, that results in you have to be aware. And so I wouldn't say it's like driving a racist car.
So you're saying
car.
You have like a heightened skill set.
I'm saying I'm a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Yeah. I do think it does take
How
a lot
How many wheels
more
does a car have?
Five. You've said this.
Here. Oh.
Actually, you said it here. I'm so sorry. Oh, I think the...
How many fingers does a hand have?
It's four. Oh, my gosh.
Man, look at this. Everyone's just...
Okay. How do you do that one? Because the other one's a thumb.
Yeah, technically. I don't buy it, though. That's just like a
Well,
a
you don't buy anything.
Fewer knuckles.
You're just putting it all in ATMs. That's what you're
Are
doing.
There people who just have... Yeah, I'm just depositing it. I'm not doing any purchasing.
Hey,
I'm
Jason.
People who
all
just
I have
are
deposits.
Is there such a thing as... ladies, they just have five thumbs instead of four fingers in the thumb. All right, I'm all thumbs, is what I'm saying.
Hey.
Then you can make your hand crawl around like a spider, and it would creep people way out.
Oh, creep people way out, yeah. Me too.
There was the guy who had his big toe surgically added as a thumb.
Well, you can do that. It probably looks the same.
Well, yeah, it does look pretty close. I don't think you can use it quite the same, but it doesn't look, like, too weird, because it's, like, about the same size.
And no one's going to say anything. Like, he obviously has already been through a lot. You know what
the
I mean?
The ladies
like,
are going to say thank you.
They're going to be like, I think you got it.
Yep.
It's a little strange, but I get it. I get it.
Yeah. No, that's the circle of
oh,
life.
Oh, I understand.
Chainsaw juggling. Oh, yes, sir.
We did the coolest move. Speaking of juggling, we did the coolest move at CrossFit the other day. I forget what it was called. It was called like a kettlebell wall ball. And you take a kettlebell. Not what it sounds like. You take a kettlebell and you swing it up like out in front of you like Russian. Like a full kettlebell swing is like out your the inside of your forearm touches your ear. But a Russian goes like chest level. And then you toss it. Like, you literally swing it, toss it, catch it on the sides, like on the fat part. So you go from the handle to the fat part and then go into a squat and then come up and throw it back out and catch it again in your hands and do another kettlebell swing. Mm. It was awesome. I was so glad I got it the first time and then I felt really cool. And then I started showing off and trying to do it with one leg. No, I didn't. But it was really fun. And I like that I was able to do that because as you get older, you don't accomplish a lot of things anymore. And
do you think that there are... Yeah, it's true. The milestones get shorter and closer.
Yeah, because once you have the kids, people are like, yay, you're old news. And I don't have, like, baby shower. I don't have, like, a wedding shower. I don't have, I'm not like other people who, like, post their kid certificates, like, on Facebook or like, look at my kid, Dan. You know, I'm just like, I have to quietly swallow that because I'm a good person.
A late-in-life baby, or just adopt that Asian you've always been talking about.
I've always been talking about that.
Always, just will not stop talking about just adopting or abducting. I don't know.
Well,
they're
the
so
thing
close.
Is, Speaking babies of, and raising children are quite expensive.
Splashing quicklabbles.
Anytime we would go on a vacation, I would have to also pay for a plane ticket for that one, too. So it's different. I had to think about that.
They fit neatly in suitcases.
Sure.
That's why you do that.
Anyway,
but
I would do a little baby sister for Kitty if I could, but it's not the time.
Do you think that that soon, or there could be like a special edition cartoon triangular weights version of kettlebells? Are we getting back to that? Did
fun.
We just like circle back around to like just lifting triangular weights?
I don't think we circled around. I think we triangled around.
Well, we triangulated back.
Back.
We were waiting for a while.
We basically got all the way to the top and then just slid back down.
Yeah, because now we're back to kettlebells. I guess we're just lifting those same weights, but without corners. That's the safety that
why
was invented later.
Why all these
later.
Corners? Yeah, I mean, there are some pretty dumb people doing CrossFit. That's why they gave CrossFit
goodness.
A bad name. So we can't give them anything with two pointy edges.
Yeah. You can't have...
You can't have handle. Well, it's funny because today we knew it was going to be in the 50s. Later this week, it's going to get in like the 70, like 72. Da. But yesterday during the workout, it was like 26 degrees when I was running and I had to run outside. Oh my God, that was a shock to my system. I was coughing for like several hours. I was like, oh, whoo. That cold weather really bites you in the lungs. Are you running right now because it's cold? You're probably not even running, are you?
No, it's too cold.
I know. I know.
I don't run in the cold. It's miserable. I see people like cycling in the rain and running in the cold, and I'm like, you people are insane. It's not worth it. Like, really, like, I've heard more people who are more knowledgeable than myself talking about it, but there's a balance. And like, I saw a guy, like an old 70-year-old guy on his bike. It was like 10 p.m. because I was working at Domino's, and that was the night that I don't think I was driving because it was freezing and the roads were frozen. Mm. And I saw this old guy just like riding his street bike down the road. And come to think of it, I was delivering because then I passed him because I was leaving on a delivery. But he's just like 10 o'clock just driving down the road. It's like, is it really worth it to like be like a self-made man, like to just be riding your bike everywhere to be able to
Jason's
just say,
Jason's all like, is it really worth it? Is it? Wait, does it feel good?
No, I did it before. I know for a fact. I rode my bike all over Seattle, and I quit riding when inclement weather because it's like, no, you could get hit by a car. You could, like, it's just not a good idea. Kinda, and it's like what are you trying to prove?
Seeing, like, yeah, let's go to Logan's. And they're like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, let's be reasonable here, people. Let's not, I mean, when you have ideals, you'd like them to be grandiose. But day to day, let's just, you know, chill.
Give it a minute.
Have some pizza, you know, don't go too nuts. Do some sit-ups. Just don't, like, go too nuts.
Yeah.
Two nuts. Go three nuts.
One, two, three?
Mm. No, don't go two nuts. Go one nut.
Well, speaking of nuts, today the kids and I didn't get to watch it. I had to pick up and clean up after my children, but they watched The Nut Job. That movie's adorable and funny. There's a lot of really funny things.
So you'll let them watch The Nut Job, but you won't let them, you'll let them watch that filth.
Okay.
But you can't watch The Name of Something that I can't think of?
Yeah, good one, Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a cartoon, okay? Just because they play with scrotums. It's in all animation. So.
I mean, so it's highly animated. And,
it is. Oh, look infantilized. At the way they move. Oh.
You've seen Teletubbies. It's a lot like that homoerotic relationship that was prominently portrayed there.
Yeah, and they just keep going after these nuts. And I'm just like, is this about the gay pride parade?
Yeah, and how Bert and Ernie were just giving it to each other nonstop on that show.
But you don't know that.
For sure.
Once the camera was rolling, it's all about books and
letters.
Well,
I mean, but obviously, if you think that they're gay, then you're just imagining them having just like puppet inner sex change.
Engage
in that topic? Well, there are a lot. There are people who are out there just imagining Bert and Ernie just savagely going at it. You know, I'm just not afraid of the sauce, but there's people who doth protest too much. Doth protesticle too much.
Protesticle.
They got all their protesticles just flapping around out there.
Oh, you just let them hang out like that? All right.
Yeah. Just let your balls hang out, B-Rye.
B-Rye.
Yeah, well, that's like a lisping Republican coming at you with all kind of problems. It's like, dude, just chill out and get with some dude. Like, no one's really gives a crap.
Well, that's the thing. Not about that at all. Not even a little bit.
Just, but, apropos of something entirely different.
Yeah, just like that. But
Segway!
I'm raising mostly boys, and I'm just like, okay, here's the deal. Everyone's got it. It's all a little weird. Flaps around. And then I showed him a picture, that video of the elephant that's whipping its trunk around a lot, and I'm like, that's
you
what
should
I
also
like.
Show them the video of the elephant shitting.
Oh, I haven't shown them that one.
Just machine gunning turds. It's amazing.
The one where the elephant's just flipping its trunk around.
Or it's a hippo. It's a hippo. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, that one's funny. Yeah, just and then I'm just like, that's what Mommy would do if I had one, so you do what you want. Like, is that conversation over? We good? Alright. Cause I can't
just don't
speak
put
to
it in any light sockets. Yep. And things like
that. It's exciting that you have one. Yay! But keep your hands
like,
off
literally,
it.
That's what it's there. It's there for exciting.
Yeah, like,
and,
like later.
And delighting. Maxing and relaxing. Oh, that reminds me. Max Cash. So I got a couple new characters.
Do you? Oh.
To bust out. So there's...
Oh, God. Oh, here we go.
There's Max Cash.
Oh, Jesus. Sounds like a sloth. On pot.
The most chillaxed man alive.
So sloth man.
I've Yes, Max Cash. Okay. And that's all I'm going to do because he takes forever.
He does.
It's a terrible character.
He didn't even come with any jokes.
No. Well, you know, he is his own punchline. He's like a Matthew McConaughey on Quaaludes. Mm-hmm. Matthew McConaughey. It's like Matthew McConaughey in Interstellar if he went to the planet of Dazed and Confused.
I didn't see that one.
Dazed and Complacent.
That's way more accurate.
Should be the sequel. Like everybody just on just prescription pills and things, and you just have like Matthew McConaughey's character coming around, and he's just Max Cash now. Oh, by the way, Max Cash is spelled $CA$H.
Oh, I like
so Max
that.
Cash, and yeah, it would be McConaughey reprising and extending his role into like just a looted out, creepy college stalker. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is basically what the archetype that he portrayed in that movie.
He can do that. He's got a few privileges that most don't have.
Nope.
Sorry, I'm trying to finagle my paper. It's a little noisy.
All right. Privileged.
Okay.
Sorry.
All white privilege.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Speaking of which, there's just been this whole uproarious ruckus about Beyonce's formation at the Super Bowl show, which you and I talked about, but I have recorded and have not yet seen, because I didn't want to read it until I saw it, the whole SNL spoof of it.
Well, this, like all the Black Panther stuff and everything?
Something like that. White people are mad, black people are mad, everyone's just like mad about stuff.
Well, yeah, exactly. It seems like they're just trying, they like just remanufactured Madonna's boob tear. I'm not going to call it a boob slip, because that thing did not slip out of there.
Woo!
It was like unsheathed by Timberlake. He was just like, check out this.
He's like, hey, look at that nap.
There's just no way that wasn't planned. Like, unless he just forgot to, like, clip his fingernails and they just caught, one of them caught. And
he's like, oh, that actually was a whoopsie doodle.
Ripped off her boob plate.
Yeah,
it's like, why was that snapped on?
Yeah, she had, like, actual, like a glitter pasty or something. But then, like, he took that too. And then
it wasn't Madonna. It was Janet Jackson.
Oh, yeah. We're just going on about our business all wrong.
Well, I feel like that's not racist for me to look at it that way, to remember it that way. I didn't remember color until just now. I can't remember.
See?
Aww. I know I'm racist. I just don't know how much ever.
It differs from day to day for JC.
But Beyonce, I think that it just, doesn't have any traction with me. It doesn't seem like a real thing. It's like, yeah, they dressed up as the Black Panthers. It's like,
well,
obviously controversial.
Well, the stuff that she says is like super, like it would be racist if a white person said it, but because she said it, it's okay, and then blah, blah, blah.
Oh, anyway. But we already know that. What's new? There's a double standard on racism. Get used to it,
people. Well, yeah,
people.
But people
like,
can't. They're so hurt.
I don't know.
Anyway,
at a certain point,
SNL's
it's like
answer?
It's like people commenting about the weather at a certain point. It's like, yeah, the weather changes. Yes, time passes faster than you would like. Okay, can we eat sandwiches already? I'm hungry. Like, shit happens.
Did you watch the SNL skit of formation with a bunch of white people?
I think I just watched it, but
I haven't watched it. We didn't have time.
I haven't really watched it. It was on in the background. I skipped over, apparently, Kanye West performing. He looked like an idiot. God, that guy pisses me off.
That pisses you right off.
Right off. That's a tax piss right off.
Jason would know about taxes.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, well,
quite
no,
the
you,
contrary.
You're the
closest. That's a bit of my trouble. I know I owe a lot, and I know that I owe so much that I told the IRS that I can't pay them. They were like, okay.
They didn't say that.
No, they do. They're pretty much like, they're going to mark my account as non-collectible currently, and it'll just continue to accrue. We'll say interest, and we'll say that in the sense that, like, if I open an art gallery, I would have a lot of interest in it. So we'll say that that's the kind of interest that it's accruing.
I was going to say. Is
fashionable interest, popularity. So it's accruing popularity, we'll just say.
Oh, so like Twitter, like Twitter followers?
Yeah, my bank account is trending. Or no, my IRS account is trending. It's Twittering. What do you kids do these days? I'm not sure what's happening.
What do you even do? Just hashtag my taxes. That's all I'm saying.
Twitter trapezoid? Why is it a sphere all the time? That's, those are hard to create and maintain, a sphere.
They really are. All you need is like a good ruler, and now you've got shapes.
Or just gravity, actually. It's the hardest thing and the easiest thing to recreate a circle. If you, well, I mean, the Earth is a sphere because it just happens. It's like, oh, gravity, sphere.
I guess I hadn't stopped to really contemplate that.
Neither had I. These are just, these words are just tumbling out of my mouth.
Oh my gosh, we just said everything! Ha! That's amazing. We're twinning. That's what I was going to ask you.
Well, if there's twinners, then are there twoozers too?
Oh, total twoozers.
You guys are twoozers.
Oh my gosh, we're going to have to say that. We sound like the other scientist on Big Bang Theory, the guy with the super big
nose. Oh yeah.
Yeah, what's his name?
I don't know. What's shit nuts? Shit face.
Yep. Shit face McLisper.
Shitland chicanery. Yes.
I love that Jones. The word Lisp has an S in it. That's just amazing.
That is great.
Pretty what much a bunch of assholes. Yeah, those are like the preludes to dicks. Hey, go bring a dick. Dick.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be so twoozers.
And then, somewhere in there when they're like in there when they're 11 or 12 or 13, they're tweezers.
Yeah, they're just in between.
Yeah, they're in between. They're tweezing. There is a lot of tweezing.
Tweezers. And then when they get older, they can just be geezers. Twine. Geezers.
Oh, geezers.
Yeah, the same. That one doesn't change.
Later on, they're in between, and then they're geezers.
Twiggeezers. Okay. Speaking of which, I randomly bless you. The other day I was trying to figure out that whole, we'll have to address that whole Amazon thing on our next episode. But as I was trying to figure out the whole movie situation on on Amazon, I stumbled across a movie that Kristen Wiig and I can see his face. Dang it! Bill Hader. They're twins. It's called Skeleton Twins. Have you seen it?
Oh, I saw. I recommended that to you. Did you? I posted that on your Facebook wall. Like, I rarely post things on people's Facebook walls. Like, only when it's
That's
super
hilarious.
Relevant. But like,
have you? So you've heard of the movie?
I watched it like 2 months ago. I saw it on Amazon. Yeah. Okay. Hey. I posted it on your wall like 2 months ago.
I actually don't even remember, but that's funny.
Well, that's racist.
That movie's really good.
It's amazing.
It's so good because
it starts out and you're like, oh, well, great. It's got Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader in it. And it's like, this is going to be a romp. And then you're like, oh, it's a drama. And it's like super awesome and like real. And like, that
it's
movie's
so
amazing.
Real, and the fact that they still maintain, I bet filming it was so funny for those
two. Oh my God. I can't even, like that, I don't know. That must have been one of the coolest sets ever. Like that and like There Will Be Blood must have just been like badass sets to be
it's
on.
It's just the way that they, like we were talking about. We talked about several simcasts.
Oh, and Juno. That was probably pretty ridiculous being on that set.
Yeah. But like as you and I have talked about, you know, several simcasts ago, we're talking about, you know, comedians.
Several simcasts.
Transcending down, you know, into dramas and things like that. But like the fact that they're getting into that drama and they did it just so seamlessly because they still kept the humor and they still made it so seamless. The fact that it was just so real. It
not
was
to
so
actually
good.
To take away from, but hopefully to add to what they accomplished. Because I mean, it's been talked about and it's pretty much unanimously. You slam it.
I was taking
trustly,
a drink, though.
You tartamously.
I was supposed to be.
You gentically.
You jettisonly.
Yeah. Chan tarfa clapply.
Oh, okay. Okay, say it.
I'm running out of steam on that one.
Yeah.
Is that comedy is actually more difficult to execute than drama. And if you, I mean, it's true. Like, drama
but
is...
But the balance of the two.
Well, hold on.
Wow.
Hey, I'm finishing my point. That's part of it. You don't take that part. I need that. You give that back.
Here.
No.
It's yours now.
It's mine. Thanks. The it comedy, if you really look at the ratio, there's more failed comedies than failed dramas because heartstrings are super easy to pull. That's why we have, there's no comedy strings. There's no like nut strings.
There's no like funny bones or anything.
There's just like nut shots, not nut strings. There's heartstrings and nut shots. That's what we got. And so like, I think it's easier to, like, you see commercials, like how many commercials make you cry versus commercials make you laugh? Probably more make you cry.
Those Budweiser one with those Clydesdales. Ooh.
Well, and the, and
every
the,
time, and the puppies.
What? And then there's the puppies. I don't know what you're talking about.
All puppies. Just put a puppy in a commercial. I just lose it.
That's true. Yeah. See, so all you need is a puppy. They can't act. That's true. They can't act for shit.
That golden retriever didn't even practice his lines.
All they're doing is shitting.
And
puppies.
Licking. They lick your face. It's pretty cute. That's true. With puppy breath.
But comedy's harder to do, so I think it's really easy. That's why, like, Steve Carell and Jim Carrey and all those people do drama pretty well, because it's like, yeah, it's like a couple notches down. It's not as hard to do drama.
Oh, that's funny. They're like, yeah, I can do that. Watch.
Mm. Well, and what's ironic about it, though, too, is inversely, comedies are far, they're way less respected. It really shows you just how, like, pretentious art is. Like, everything is high fine art, where, like, comedies, it takes a lot to get a good comedy. A good comedy has, like, an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes, and a good drama is up in the high 90s.
I've come across so many where we're like, that's the weakest rating ever. But it's true.
Like, Grandma's Boy.
Oh, gosh, yes.
That probably is sitting at, like, a 30 or something. Like, actually, let me...
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing. But you're right, because it's easy to cry, but not everybody has a sense of humor, as you and I have found. That's why people take everything so seriously. It's like they were born without one. So not only do they not, they aren't intelligent enough to get it, maybe they don't even have a sense of humor.
Look at this. This is a perfect example. Grandma's Boy, 16% critics on Rotten Tomatoes.
Are you kidding me?
Audience, 85%. The audience gets it right. They like look at. Do you even need any more proof to like not listen to critics anymore? Like
proof.
A good comedy more difficult to make than a good drama. Grandma's Boy. It's a bit sloppy, but it's fucking hilarious. And the critics.
It's beyond hilarious.
It.
Are you kidding me?
Like it's silly and over the top
right.
in parts.
There's
but,
a layer of pretentious, but no.
Oh man, there's a thick
you
like
have
just.
To, there are things that you have to submit yourself
coating.
To. Like, when you watch things like Star Wars, and you watch like what's the blue people one? What's
Smurfs?
It called? The blue the
Blue Man Group. The Avatar.
About. Huh? Avatar. Yeah. When you watch stuff like that, like people, you have to almost, in the beginning, you have to submit yourself to the new reality in which they're creating.
Yeah, I agree.
You
have to like get
that.
Your leathers out and your ball gag and just go in for a night at the movies.
Yes, you have to do the exact same thing with a comedy. With comedy, you have to just be like, I'm willing to accept any and all. But when there's things like people like Stephen Lynch who do like singing comedians, you have to know kind of all different tastes and flavors of comedy. Like the fact that when you've experienced someone who loves Dungeons and Dragons, there are things that they do that are hysterical. So D&D, that's a hilarious song for you. Vanilla Ice Cream. People who can laugh at things like, I think you're a Nazi baby. You know, I think you're a Nazi baby. It's like, that's amazing. Like, oh, those are the best things. And that's just singing. That's not even watching.
I feel
like,
if you really look at it too, like Jews have the best sense of humor ever. And I think like they've been persecuted by everybody. And it's like, they're the ones who laugh at all of it. And then you have all these special interests just taking offense on their behalf. And it's like, no, the Jews are making money and laughing.
I just, you said taking offense.
Like, Jews are literally laughing all the way to the bank. Has anybody pointed that out yet?
Anybody see these guys?
Anybody? At least I'm not being racist toward black people today. Yet.
Hey, Jason gets a trophy.
I think I just was kind of haphazardly there. Damn it. Just by, like, you know, referencing my litany of racism.
You couldn't even let it go.
I couldn't let it go.
It's funny you said taking offense. I literally pictured, like, whatever nationality you pictured at that moment or said at that moment. Like, taking up a section of fence and running.
Like I was going to say, not only just jumping over it, but then stealing the section that they jumped over and, like...
It can be any race. Like, you can have it.
It could be like it could be like a foot race or a motorcycle race or a kite race or...
Like
and I said
race.
Kite. Kite.
Yeah.
Please, thank
kite,
you.
Kite, please. Kite. Honestly, guys. People.
Yeah.
We're not animals.
We're not. No.
No. You ready to punch this off?
Yeah, I was about to say I'm done shitting.
Ugh,
I'm
me too.
Done. I'm just
honestly.
Done.
I should get off the toilet. I'm done.
So much shit to sift through. Okay. So das ist gut.
Das looks ist gut, good. Ja.
Ja, okay.
Ja, danke.
Got a good amount of shit.
Gute, ja.
Ship off the shit. Freeze the shit. Ship the shit.
Ja. Eins, zwei, drei. Drei, zwei,
one. Eins. Yes.